I'm Alex Abishon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. North and central Alabama is digging out this morning after a winter storm dumped between 2 and 4 inches of snow widespread across the region, with much more snow accumulation in certain parts. Roads are impassable in more than 10 Alabama counties. The heaviest snow fell north of Birmingham. Forecasters say some areas received upwards of 10 inches. Inches of snow accumulation. Paige Colburn is the emergency management officer for the Huntsville-Madison County EMA. She says they're just hoping to avoid a repeat of last Friday, when stuck and abandoned cars caused major problems for emergency crews.
A lot of people just went driving just to see how bad it actually was. And then after those people were rescued or moved, their vehicles were abandoned, like your fire trucks and your ambulances could not get to emergency calls, because they were having to navigate around all of these abandoned cars in the middle of the streets.
Alabamians in the affected area are advised to stay off the roadways if at all possible. If you do have to drive, make sure to be prepared for delays. Alabama power officials say about 12,000 customers statewide were without power before dawn today after nearly a foot of snow fell. Company officials say that as of 6 a.m., about 8,000 customers were without power in the Tuscaloosa area. Another 3,500 were in the Birmingham area. The utility says there were another 500 or so customers without power east of Birmingham. A wide area of North Alabama has been shut down because of dangerous travel conditions. The National Weather Service does say some areas in the state's northeastern and northwestern corners could break snowfall records dating back to the 1890s. And while most of Alabama is digging out of all that snow and ice, Attorney General Luther Strange is warning Alabamians to watch their wallets as well. APR's Stan Ingold reports the state's price gouging law is in effect.
Strange says consumers should be aware of possible price gouging when buying food, generators, and other supplies to prepare for severe weather. The law goes into effect whenever the governor declares a state of emergency. It prohibits the unconscionable pricing of items. However, it does not specifically outline what constitutes an unconscionable price. An item priced at 25% or more above the average cost in the same area within the last 30 days qualifies, unless that increase can be attributed to a reasonable cost. There is a $1,000 per violation penalty for price gouging. Strange says anyone who violates the law could be prohibited from doing business in Alabama. Stan Ingold, APR News.
Republican state lawmakers have announced their agenda for the upcoming legislative session. Top priorities include charter schools and economic incentive bills. They're also proposing a religious freedom bill, since same-sex couples are now free to marry, designed to protect judges and others who refuse to participate in marriage ceremonies that violate their religious beliefs. Now your forecast.
Highs top out in the 40s this afternoon after a cold start to the day, partly sunny. Now cold again tonight, lows back near or below freezing. As we go into Friday, temperatures only top out in the low to mid 40s, upper 30s for the Tennessee Valley. Expect a partly sunny sky for Friday and Saturday. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, and that's your local weather forecast.